It is now time for our reality check. Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Brittany Light has a vaccine story online today. Good morning, Brittany.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, okay. So, you were taking a look at giving us a snapshot of the vaccination campaign here. What can you share with our listeners?
Yes. So the update is that more than 100,000 Hawaii residents have been vaccinated so far across the state against the coronavirus since December 14th, when the state, launched into being able to vaccinate. Now, the state says it has the capacity now to vaccinate as many as 70,000 people each week. So we're clearly not at that level yet. And what's holding that up is the fact that the federal government, is dealing with a supply shortage of the vaccine. And so the state isn't receiving as much vaccine as it would like to. And the vaccine that it is receiving, it's not steady. It's not something that they can plan around. Sometimes they get, less than they're planning to get. And that makes it difficult for the state and healthcare workers to make appointments and make sure that there are enough people, ready to receive the vaccine.
And President Joe Biden, is trying to ramp things up so that we have more vaccine available for everybody.
Yes. So his administration does plan to purchase more vaccine. And if that happens, those added doses could speed things up for Hawaii. And, if Hawaii is able to get its hands on more doses, and this is, of course, an issue for all the states, not just for us, but if Hawaii is able to get its hands on more doses, health officials here in Hawaii say that we should be able to vaccinate everybody in Hawaii who wants to get vaccinated by August or September. So that would be a really good goal for us to achieve. It just kind of depends on the supply that we're able to get our hands on.
Yeah, so you and I have to wait our turn in line as they get to these priority groups first. I was kind of surprised. I happened to be down by the Blaisdell yesterday afternoon, and they were doing one of their large mass, vaccination programs. I think it was Queen's staff that was rolling that out, and there were long lines for our kupuna.
Right, and so, I think what we're seeing is right now there's so much more demand than the supply can meet. And it'll be interesting to see what happens when supply hopefully does increase, because what we know is that, of course, healthcare workers were first in line to get inoculated here in Hawaii. Right now, about 80% of our medical workers have chosen to do that, and they have been vaccinated. But what we know anecdotally is that the healthcare workers, they're more willing to get vaccinated than the rest of the general public. And there's a new survey that was released last week that found that only half of Hawaii residents who were surveyed said they were likely to take the vaccine if it were immediately available. A quarter of the people who were surveyed, there were about 3,800 folks in this survey, a quarter of them said they were unlikely to get vaccinated, and the rest were still undecided. So, we still have some work to do in terms of getting people on board with vaccination.
Yeah, it's interesting because I just talked to a friend of mine who got her vaccination through Kaiser, and she said it was, pretty quick. She didn't have to wait too long. But I do kind of worry about some of our kupuna when they're standing in long lines out there, particularly with the windy and wet weather we've been having.
It's not a good week to be standing in a line outdoors. No.
No, and so I guess the survey then, health officials are though optimistic that people will, if they're on the fence, will change their mind?
I think they're optimistic, and anecdotally what they're finding is that when people finally do get the chance, it's their turn in line, more often than not they're saying yes, even if they had been hesitant. When people get that chance and they don't know when that chance is going to come again, there are these supply issues. People are saying, okay, I want to be able to travel. I want to be able to gather eventually when it becomes safe to do so. And this is another tool that will get us closer to that milestone.
Yeah, and I know the different islands have different systems to distribute the vaccine. So hopefully there aren't any more hiccups. But thanks so much, Brittany.
You bet.
That was reporter Brittany Light with today's reality check. To read her full story, visit civilbeat.org.